Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I get up and nothing gets me down.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with you. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you as all and in our 16th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. It's just you and me. And in a previous segment, I talked a little bit about what I just sort of the it's a fun way to think about Thanksgiving. Some of those stories, you know, Squanto was a real person. We know Squanto was a real person. And I know that probably there's some license there. And when you tell about the story of Squanto, there were probably some other people helping them. And we talk about the first Thanksgiving, which actually was just a harvest celebration, just being thankful for being alive. We also think we know that the Indians actually weren't invited to that, and they kind of crashed it. They kind of showed up anyway, but they apparently they brought some food themselves. But it kind of sounds like what happens in our homes, right? Sometimes people crash on Thanksgiving. But anyway, the main thing, the bottom line of all that, and the purpose of this holiday, that is uniquely American, by the way, it is unique. This is the other parts of the world don't have a holiday like this. Now maybe they have their variation, but not like this one. This is Thanksgiving. It's American, and it's the time that we spend focusing on what we're thankful for. Even if we don't say it. Even if we don't make a big deal, even if we don't make a production out of it at the table, even if it's not, you know, even if there's not a prayer said over the meal with a lot of grateful language, the fact that we slow down a little bit, right? I mean, look at what today is. Today's a national holiday. The government's not working, basically. Many people are not working today, And so it's a way of slowing down just a little bit, and maybe somehow during that time we can think about being thankful. We can think about what are we thankful for. You know, there's some things that a lot of things don't always go our way, right? Some people liked the election, some people didn't like the way the election turned out. But regardless, Americans still have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? I mean, if you think about this, we talk about poor people in America. Poor people in America are not really poor compared to people in other parts of the world who are really poor, in third world countries, that sort of thing. And so every American has a lot to be thankful for. And there's this little poem that's been attributed to Mother Teresa that I always like to talk about on this holiday. And it's about being thankful. Be thankful for the clothes that fit a little too snug, because it means you have enough to eat. That one hits a little too close to home, by the way. Be thankful for the mess you have to clean up after the dinner, after the party, because it means you've been surrounded by friends. Be thankful for the taxes you pay, because that means you're employed. Be thankful that your lawn needs mowing and your windows need fixing, because that means you have a home. Be thankful for your heating bill, because it means you're warm. Be thankful for the laundry, because it means you have clothes to wear. Be thankful for the space you find at the far end of the parking lot on Black Friday. She didn't say that, but I'm sticking that in there. Be thankful for the space at the far end of the parking lot, because that means you can walk. Be thankful for the lady who sings off key behind you in church, because that means you can hear. Be thankful for the alarm that goes off early in the morning, because that means you're alive. And finally, my friends, I'm thankful for small business owners, whom I consider to be the most courageous, the most important modern-day pilgrims that I've ever seen. And that's the reason why I do what I do. That's the reason I get up every day, go to work, and after 15 years, now in our 16th year, I don't want to do anything else except join you every day on my show and introduce you to our smart, really smart Brain Trust members and talk about the thing that I'm really grateful for. I can't imagine how I could be more grateful, more thankful than I am for my business. This place I get to come to every day and give it my best shot. Make mistakes, do things right, fix the mistakes I make, learn about the things that go wrong and try to get better, and to give back. It makes me happy to know that I'm making payroll for some folks that if I didn't have this business, if I hadn't started this business from scratch, you know, they'd be, of course, I guess they could work somewhere else, but it doesn't matter. If we all did, if we didn't start businesses, if we didn't have businesses, no one would have a place to work. I'm grateful for being able to make payroll, even though it's not always easy, is it, small business owners? I'm grateful for that, the fact that we have these people who are willing to come to work with us and to help us follow our dream, and hopefully we help them follow their dream. So on this Thanksgiving Day, let's look around us and think about the things that we're grateful for, the things that we're thankful for, the things we should be proud of, and try to focus this week. Let's try to focus a little bit more. And I'm working on this, folks. I'm saying to do this, and I'm not saying it's easy, because I struggle a little bit with this sometimes myself, because everything's not going the way I want to be. A little bit more thankful. Focus on the things I should be a little bit more thankful for this week than maybe I ordinarily do. So I've got to take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'll be right back.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.